This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Tell me about that night.
I was in the house with a couple of my friends and my uncle, and then we heard like a big bang. We didn't think much of it. We just thought, because the cars were parked to the one-way street, so we didn't see nothing outside until the neighbors came and knocked on our door and told us that their car has been hit. We went outside, and by then, the car, the Ram that he was driving, was already by Tops, past Hudson. We all ran out to get insurance information, obviously, and he came out the car trying to fight with everyone, being all nasty and disrespectful, telling everyone to calm down, that he'll pay for everything. And we called the police, and the car directly in front of him was parked so he doesn't leave. He couldn't have left anyways. If you guys seen the cards, there was no way he was going to drive away like that. And then he just kept being real hostile, got on his little Apple Watch, did whatever he did on his watch, and then went back in his car and continued to try to drive off until the police came.
So what did the police do?
They parked way farther back than where his car was, and it was a female officer and another male officer walked up to him, and he grabbed one of them by the arm as if, like, I don't know if it was like he was the police officer and she, it's like he was commanding her what to do.
Does this seem like justice to you?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
If that was any one of us, they would have found all the evidence that they needed to get any one of us locked up, especially in that area, that Puerto Rican area that we lived on the west side. I've seen people get arrested for way less than what he's done. And at the end of the day, all those damages are coming from our tax dollars, not from him or anything, you know, from his insurance. And I don't think that's fair at all.
How does
was
it make you feel?
Was there anything you saw that night that would have led you to believe that he was intoxicated?
Yes, I seen the beer cans in the bottom of his car. I don't, we're Muslim, I don't drink, but if I was to go into a store, like I told you multiple times, I don't know, I could point out which one it was. It was a silver can and it had blue writing on it.
So you did see beer?
Yes, in his car.
Did it fall out of the car?
No, it was in the passenger side where the airbag deployed. I wasn't the only one that seen it, other people seen it too.
So you were so close that you could see inside
I was sent him to turn off the car. He was trying to press the push start to go. And the car wasn't going anywhere. It was the whole tire was literally like underneath the entire vehicle. He wasn't going to go anywhere.
How does it make
you? So you in your right mind, if you know how that vehicle looks, you are not going to try to start it. If any sane person wouldn't try to start their car like that.
You came forward and you were interviewed as part of this investigation. Mm-hmm. He gets this outcome and he's possibly going to keep his badge. How does that make you feel?
I lost for words, honestly. That's not fair. I paid more than $550 in parking tickets on the west side from parking on the wrong side. That's what I paid in parking tickets living there. Come on, it just doesn't make sense.
How about the sister-in-law? The DA said that she could still possibly face charges.
We wouldn't be here enough if she did her job that night. We wouldn't be here if she did her job that night. If she did her job that night and did what she's supposed to do, we wouldn't be here right now.
I don't know if you heard, but he said that the police officers did not... cooperate with the investigation. IA did, but the police officers did not. Do you feel like that's a case of the police protecting one of their own, and what do you think
Absolutely.
About that?
Absolutely. I feel like IA did their best. They came, they spoke to me, they really wanted the truth. They really wanted to tell police from what I've seen. But other than that, the police department, all that, absolutely not.
Not. You have the defense and you have the prosecution saying, you know, for a police officer to come in, for a member of law enforcement to come in here, in a way, almost praising him. I mean,
they're treating him like he's a superstar, like he's a president, or what he is. He took an oath to uphold and follow the law like everyone else. He did not do that. The police department didn't do that. Everyone else didn't do that. His lawyer defending him didn't do that. Like, there's right and there's wrong. There's no gray area here. What he did was wrong. After the first hit, and a sane person in the right mind would have stopped, called the police, and did what they had to do, him being a police officer. But he didn't. He hit the second car, the third car, the fourth car, the fifth car, the sixth car, and kept going, and then still tried to flee the scene.
His lawyer said that.
Why should he consider justice?
Him going to jail, honestly, losing his job, losing his pension, all that. Like, that's not fair for any one of us. He's not paying for the damages. We're all paying for the damages. He's not. His lawyer is not. His lawyer is getting paid. Everyone's getting paid. Well, come on. My uncle sat there for 4 months without his car, trying to fight with the Buffalo police, back and forth calling with them. I have videos of everything, and they were of no help. If I hit a police car, what would they have done to me? If I hit 7 other vehicles, what have they done to me?
Right. Now, moving forward, the Erie County Sheriff's Office is conducting its own internal investigation. How do you think that should end up? What words do you have for the Sheriff's Office?
I have no words for them. Clearly, they haven't done anything.
Do you think he should lose his job?
Absolutely. Him and everyone else protecting him should lose their job.
Do you have children?
I have 5 children, yes.
What lesson is this to them?
When you do something wrong, you take accountability and you say, this is what I've done wrong, so that way people can see you in the future as a good person, in a sense. Like, hey, I've done something wrong, this is what I've done, I should take, you know, the consequences for it. I mean, my kids, when they see police, my kids are so scared of police, and they're 10 and 12 years old. They don't trust the police, and you guys think stunts like this is going to make the people want to trust the police?
What's the word throughout your neighborhood? You said there's a lot of people of different backgrounds. What are they saying?
The same thing. They're saying the same thing. They said, had it been one of us, we would have been locked away. Had it been one of us, it would have been guns drawn at the scene and everything. Had it been anyone else, but since it was him, and
you've been pretty.
I'm so just.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just so upset. It just doesn't make any sense.
You've been pretty vocal here. Are you concerned that police will try to retaliate against you? Has that happened?
I mean, me seeing when I spoke to you guys first on the news with you, I told you, I said, I've never seen sheriff's vehicles parked on Prospect. Never. I've been there for over a year, and all of a sudden, since I've spoken to you, it's like, There was sheriff's vehicle out there, and I think I told you about it. But that doesn't scare me. I told you this multiple times. I'm going to say what I feel I should say, and that's the truth. And if they don't like it, I don't know after what to do, you know. So.
What message, if the sheriff's watching, his boss, what would you say?
Shame on you. Honestly, shame on you. You should have done way more. For the people that were involved, people in that community, you guys want us to trust you guys and actually go to you guys when there's crimes, and you guys want us to cooperate with you guys, and we can't because look what you guys do. Protect your own. Like, shame on you and shame on everyone else that didn't want to do anything else to help this whole situation. And that's pretty much it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.